So yesterday we understood this Maya is a sleep of Lord Vishnu. And whenever the deluge takes place, dissolution of the universe takes place, that is the night of, when Bhagavan Vishnu falls asleep, the universe becomes unmanifest. When the universe becomes unmanifest, there's a total ignorance, which is Maya, which is Bhagavan's sleep. Then, once when Bhagavan fell asleep, from the dirt of the Vishnu Karna Mala Udbhutau, Bho Asurau, two demons came into existence, they're Madhu and Kaitaba. As soon as they came out, they tried to kill Brahma. Then Brahma saw these two demons, and he also saw this Vishnu being fast asleep. Then he invoked the grace of Devi. That's what we stopped yesterday. And there's a description of Devi. Okay, we saw in Vibodhanarthaya Harer Hari Netra Krutalayam. Vishveshwarim Jagadhatrim Stiti Samhara Karinim Nidram Bhagavatim Vishnor Atulam Tejas of Prabhu. Okay. So here there's a description of Devi in this mantra, in these verses. Who is this Devi? First, Vishveshwari. Are you following? Vishveshwari, Jagadhatri. All these names are Maya's names, Shakti's names. Vishveshwari means the Lord of the universe. Jagadhatri, Jagataha Dhatri. See, Dhata, Dhata is a Rikaranta Pullinga Shabda. Dhatru, Dhatru. In nominative case, Dhata means ordainer, sustainer. Brahma's name is Lord, but in masculine gender, Dhata. In feminine gender, Dhatri. Dhatri means supporter. Because Shakti is the middle cause of the universe. Therefore, Jagat Dhatri. Ikaranta Shabda in feminine gender. Rikaranta Shabda in masculine gender. Dhata supporter. Dhatri supporter. She. Jagataha Dhatri Jagat Dhatri. Support of the universe. Then, Stiti Samhara Karini. Stiti Samhara Karini. Karoti Iti Karini. Karini means maker. Maker. And she is the cause. She is the karanam. She is the maker. Cause of what? Sistiti and samhara. She is the cause of sustenance and resolution. Samharaha means resolution. Stitihi means sustenance. Stiti samhara karini. She is the cause of sustenance and resolution of the universe. He is a supporter of the universe. Which means she is the Srishti Stiti Laya Karanam. Jagat Dhatri. Dhatri stands for supporter. Stitihi. Samhara Karani. She is the material cause of the universe. Therefore, she is the cause of Stiti, sustenance, resolution. He is the support of the universe. And she is the Lord of the universe. Then, and who is this? Bhagavati. Bhagavati. She is Bhagavati. She is the one who is endowed with all six fold virtues in equal measure. Bhagavan is a Takaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. In nominative is Bhagavan. And it is Ikaranta Stilinga Shabdaha Bhagavati. Like Gatavan, Gatavati, Bhagavan, Bhagavati. is a Bhagavati. Then Nidra. See, Nidra itself is Devi's name. Sleep. Nidra. So, we can say, who, what is Nidra? Nidra is an unmanifest power. The power of reality unmanifest is otherwise called Nidra, sleep. So, hope now she is not with all of you. Okay? Yeah. So, today is a very beautiful full moon day. So violent the waves are. I kept the doors closed because so much a noise. Violent. They come very close. It's a new full moon day today. Okay, Nidra. Now, how many days? Now, how many? So, she is actually Harinetra Kritalaya. One more adjective for her. Harinetra Kritalaya. Harin Kangalai Iripidamaga Seidu Hondaval. Hari netra kritalaya. Harehe netram, sorry, harehe netre alaye krite yaya. Sa harinetra kritalaya. Hari's eyes are her abode. She for whom abode is Lord Vishnu's eyes. Therefore, harinetra kritalaya, Vishveshwari, Jagadhatri, Chitisamhara Karini, Bhagavati, Nidra. There are six adjectives. Got it? Okay, five adjectives you can take extra actually. Harinetra Kritalaya, Vishveshwari, Jagadhatri, Sthiti Samhara Karini, Bhagavati. Five. Nidra is a sixth adjective, but still she who is the name of sleep. Nidra. Now sleep of whom? Vishnoho. Vishnoho Nidra. And she who is the sleep, in the form of sleep of Lord Vishnu. Vishnoho Nidram. The sleep, she who is in the form of the sleep of Lord Vishnu. And who is this Vishnu? Tejasaha Prabhu. He is a Prabhu, the Lord. Okay. Actually, the word Tejasaha is adjective of Lord Vishnu. Tejasaha Vishnoho. Tejas means brilliant. Tejasaha Vishnoho. Tejasaha is a possessive case. Of the brilliant of the Lord Vishnu. Of the brilliant Lord Vishnu. She is in the form of the sleep of the brilliant Lord Vishnu. Tejasaha, positive case. Therefore, it's adjective of Lord Vishnu. Tejasaha Vishnoho Nidram. And who is she? Also, Atula. Oh, one more adjective. Atula. See, Tula. Tula means measurable. Weighable is Tula. So, Atula, non-weighable, which means, non-weighable means incomparable, immeasurable. Atula means immeasurable, incomparable, unweighable. Incomparable. Yeah. Literal meaning is unweighable also. Okay. She whose weight can she weight, we cannot weigh her. How much weight she has. That's why Atula. Alapariyaval. That's what it meaning. Immeasurable, incomparable. So Atula. So Atulam. You can see now how many adjectives? Six adjectives plus one. And now the Prabhu is adjective of Prabhu is adjective of Brahma. Who Nabi Kamale Sitaha Brahma. Saha Vishnoho Nabi Kamale Sitaha Brahma Prajapatihi Prabhu. Tau asurau ubau drishtva prasuttam janardhanam. So having seen, now seeing the Lord being fast asleep and two asuras, he praised tushtava. Tushta means Brahma, Lord Brahma praised. Tushtava means stutim kritavan. Tushtava is the past perfect tense of stuti. Tushtava, stutim kritavan, he praised. And whom did he praised? No, yoga nidram. One more adjective, yoga nidra. Now we've got totally 6-7 words are now describing Devi. But how did he praise her? Ekagra hridaya sthitaha. Ekagra hridaya sthitaha means remaining with a single pointed attention, single pointed mind. Lord Brahma praised her. Avale tudithal. So whom did she praise? 7 words we have. Yoganidram, Tam Yoganidram, Vishveshwarim, Harinetralayam, Harinetra Kritalayam, Jagaddhatrim, Sisamhara Karinim, Bhagavatim,
Tejasaha
Vishnoho Nidram, Atulam, Tam Prabhu Tushtava. For what? Why did Lord Brahma praise her? Vibodhanarthaya. Vibodhanarthaya, for the sake of waking up. For the sake of waking up Vishnu, he praised Devi who was in the form of sleep, Lord's sleep. Okay, now finished. We'll go to next verse. Now, how Brahma is going to wake her up? Brahmo vacha. See, whenever we need any help, favor from somebody, we must praise that person. Okay? Shastram always teaches you the psychology. If you want a favor from other person, you must praise the person. Now, Brahma desperately is in the need of help of Devi. Unless her grace is there, Mahavishnu will not wake up. Okay, because she is in a very sleep of Lord Vishnu. So, he praised her. And already the text itself tells what sort of Devi she is, Vishveshwari Jagaddhatri. See, Simhara, Karini, etc., etc. Now, Brahma is going to first praise. How did Brahma praise her? We know the reason. Why is he praising? Because he wants to wake up. He wants Vishnu to wake up from sleep. For which he is in the help, he needs the help of Devi, who alone is in the form of the sleep. Which means the unmanifest power has to become manifest. Unmanifest power has to become manifest. That is what Vishnu becoming, waking up from sleep. So he is praising, beautiful praise. This is worth learning. Very auspicious to read today on this day of full moon. Brahma uvacha, Brahmo uvacha. This Brahma is also Nakaranta Pullinga Shabdaha, but it's a long masculine gender word. That word Brahma, we are studying Taittiriya Upanishad, is a neutral gender word. But this Brahma is a masculine gender word, Brahma. Uvacha means created, the Lord created Brahma said. Brahma is another word for Hiranyagarbha. Okay. Tvam swaha, tvam swadha, tvam hi, vashatkara swaratmika. Tvam swaha, tvam swadha, tvam hi, vashatkara swaratmika. Sudha tvam akshare nitye, सुधात्वमक्षरे नित्ये त्रिधा मात्रात्मिका स्थिता, त्रिधा मात्रात्मिका स्थिता, अर्धमात्रा स्थिता नित्या यानुच्चार्या विशेषतः, अर्धमात्रा स्थिता नित्या यानुच्चार्या विशेषतः, त्वमेव संध्या सावित्री, त्वमेव संध्या सावित्री, त्वं देवि जननी परा, त्वं देवि जननी परा, त्वयैतद्धार्यते विश्वं, त्वयैतद्धार्यते विश्वं, त्वयैतत्सृज्यते जगत्, त्वयैतत्सृज्यते जगत्, त्वयैतत्पाल्यते देवि, त्वयैतत्पाल्यते देवि, त्वमत्स्यन्ते च सर्वदा, त्वमत्स्यन्ते च सर्वदा, विसृष्टौ सृष्टिरूपात्वं, विसृष्टौ सृष्टिरूपात्वं, स्थितिरूपा च पालने, स्थितिरूपा च पालने, तथा संहृतिरूपान्ते, तथा संहृतिरूपान्ते, जगतोऽस्य जगन्मये, जगतोऽस्य जगन्मये, महाविद्या महामाया महामेधा महास्मृतिः, महामोहा च भवति महादेवी महासुरी. Like that, the praise goes on and on and on until the 95th. No, no, not until my 95th, sorry. Until the 87th. 84th, yeah, 84th. Until 84, the praise goes. Whose praise? Brahma's praise of Devi, described in these verses until the 8th page 84, mantra number 84. Okay. What is the first praise? He says, Tvam O Devi. Yeah, implied. Okay, O Devi. He's calling first. He's calling Akshare. Akshare. Tvam Swaha, Tvam Swadha, Tvam Hi Vashatkara Swaratmika. Sudhatvamakshare. Akshare means O, indestructible. Akshara is name of Devi. Akshara, indestructible, imperishable is Devi. Akshara. In vocative case, Akshare, Aivatravale, Aivatra Shaktiye. O, imperishable, indestructible power. Akshare, then Nitye, Nityaha masculine, Nitya feminine, Nitye, O eternal, O timeless power, O indestructible power, indestructible mother. Akshare, Nitye, Aivatra Thaye, Kala Varayariyatra Shaktiye, Nitye, Nitye, O eternal Devi. Is how he addressing, two words are in vocative case. Then he is telling, Swaha, Tvam, you are, Tvam Swaha. What is Swaha? See, Swaha is an expression used when the oblations are offered unto devas. When the rituals are performed, the when the oblations are during the performance of rituals, when oblations are offered to devatas into the fire, then the priests, they utter this expression swaha. Mainly the Yajurveda priests, they say swaha. So agnaye swaha, vayave swaha, like that. And that expression swaha, you are the swaha. So the highest form of glorification. You are, oh mother, you alone are in the form of the expression swaha. Then, tvam swadha. Swadha is also another expression used when the oblations are offered into the fire, especially for ancestors. See, when the oblations are offered for satisfying ancestors, then the expression used is not swaha, swadha. In fact, it's another expression is there. The word swadha means the food offered to ancestors is also called swadha. So you are the swadha. You'll also learn lot of words used in the Veda. You are swaha. You are swadha. Very nice to know all these things. I'm going to tell you later on significance. Then, vashatkaraha. Vashatkaraha means, vashatkaraha also is another expression used during the performance of ritual. Vashatkaraha means, vashat means yaga. Okay, vashatkaraha means she who is, and then swaratmika means she who is in the form of, she who is in the form of the yaga, the ritual, she who is in the form of ritual, and she who is in the form of the heaven. The word swar also means heaven. Therefore, she who is in the form of ritual and she who is in the form of the heaven. Or she who is the very nature of the ritual, the source of ritual and the heaven. Vashatkaraha swaratmika. Then, tvam he, indeed, he indeed, tvam you, tvam sudha. Sudha means nectar. The word sudha means nectar, amritam. You are the nectar. Then, tridha matratmika. Tridha means threefold. Tridha means threefold. Matra means matratmika. Tridha matratmika. Atmika means she who is in the form. She who is in the form of three-lettered mantra om. Tridha matratmika means trivarna rupa. Tridha matratmika. She who is in the form of akara, ukara, makara. Thereby, she alone is in the form of akara. She alone is in the form of ukara. She alone is in the form of makara. Thereby, she alone is in the form of three-lettered syllable. Three-sounded syllable. Om. Then sthita means she who is, she who remains, she who is. So what does it mean? Tvam swaha, tvam swadha, tvam hi vashatkaraha, swaratmika, tvam sudha, tvam, he akshare, he nitye, tridha matratmika, matratmika sthita. Tvam sthita means you remain. Neer irikkirir. Tvam asi. Sthita should be taken as asi. Thou art. You alone are. So, ஐவற்ற சக்தியே எப்போதும் இருக்கின்ற சக்தியே நீயே ஸ்வாகா நீயே ஸ்வதா நீயே வசக்காரகா நீயே சுராத்மிகா நீயே அமிர்தம் நீயே மூவலி சொல்லாகிய ஓம் நீயா நீயே நீயே மீனிங் ஓகே நெக்ஸ்ட் அர்த்தமாத்ரா நித்யா யானுச்சாரியா விசேஷத த்வமேவ சந்தியா சாவித்ரி த்வம் தேவி ஜனனி பரா. சோ ஹியர் அர்த்த மாத்ரா ஸ்திதா நித்யா யா அனுச்சாரியா யானுச்சாரியா இஃப் யூ பிரேக் இட் யா அனுச்சாரியா ஓகே தென் விசேஷத்தக த்வமேவ சா த்வம் சந்தியா சமய ஜனனி பரா ஓகே நௌ கெட்டுவர் நித்யா யா நித்யா யா நித்யா எந்த காலவரையறையற்றவளோ யா நித்யா தேவி ஹூ ஷீ ஹூ இஸ் இட்டர்னல் தென் அர்த்த மாத்ரா ஸ்திதா வெரி பியூட்டிஃபுல் யூ நோ வாட் அர்த்த மாத்ரா ஸ்திதா Ardha Matra means Ardha Matra Sthita means she who is in Ardha Matra in Omkaraha. She who is in Ardha Matra in Omkaraha. You know why? In Akara there is half matra is Lord Shiva. No, half matra is Devi. Ardha matra sthita means she who is in the form of half a matra in Omkaraha. I'll tell you next time. Just understand. No. Ardha matra sthita. And viseshataha. Also, we can say Ardha Matra Sthita. Why Ardha Matra? Because soundless. Therefore, Viseshataha Anucharya. Uccharya, Uccharya means pronounceable. Anucharya, non-pronounceable. So, Viseshataha Anucharya means specifically non-pronounceable. Specifically non-pronounceable sound she is. Specifically non-pronounceable. She who is in the form of Ardha Matra of Omkara, that is specifically non-pronounceable. And sa eva, and that you alone, தேவி சா ஏவத்வம் அப்படிப்பட்ட நீதான் சா ஏவத்வம் சாவித்ரி சாவித்ரி மீன்ஸ் தி மந்த்ரா தி யூனிக் மந்த்ரா தி யூனிக் மந்த்ரா இன் காயத்ரி மீட்டர் தி சாவித்ரி இஸ் த நேம் ஆஃப் சாவித்ரி இஸ் த நேம் ஆஃப் தி மந்த்ரா இன் காயத்ரி மீட்டர் You are the well-known, most exalted mantra, Savitri mantra in Gayatri meter, where Bhagavan is invoked in the form of sun. Then, Tvam Devi, O Devi, Tvam Parajanani, Tvam Devi, then Sandhya. Sandhya means what? Again, you are the Sandhya. You are the meeting time. You are the meeting point of time. Today is a very auspicious full moon. Better focus on Shastram. Keep your mind in Bhag Devi. Very difficult. Okay. So தம் பராஜனனி, ஜனனீ மீன்ஸ் மதர், ஜனகஹ ஃபாதர், ஜனனீ மதர். தம் பராஜனனி, யூ ஆர் தி மோஸ்ட் எக்ஸால்டட் மதர் ஆஃப் ஆல். பராஜனனி, அவர் மதர்ஸ் ஆர் ஒன்லி ஜனனி, பட் தேவி இஸ் பராஜனனி, தி ஒன்லி மதர் ஆஃப் the whole world, therefore she is Parajanani. Okay, this is how Brahma is, but don't forget, now we are reading Brahma's praise of Devi. Poor, they are about to kill him and he is with frightening, shivering, and he is invoking Devi like this. Next, Tvam Ardhamatra Sthita. Now next mantra, very beautiful mantra, you all can understand a simple language. த்வயைதத்தாரியதே. Here also, first you always find out a verb or a vocative word in vocative case. Whenever we read the stutis, we should look for a verb or a vocative case expression, because we are calling he is addressing the Devi. And the word in vocative case is Devi. O Devi. O Devi means what? O Devi. O effulgent one. See, Devi is a ikaranta strilinga shabdaha, but in vocative case it becomes a short Devi. Devi nominative, Devi vocative. Weave it to me. Hey Devi, O mother, O effulgent mother. Now you see, twayetad dharyate. If you break it, Tvaya yetad dharyate. This you'll enjoy. Not like Taittiriya Upanishad class this is. Tvaya yetad dharyate. Tvaya plus yetad tvayetad. Vruddhi sandhi. Tvaya by you. Yetad this. Dharyate is held. Tvaya etat dharyate, held, supported, O Devi, by you, this universe is supported. Tvaya etat this. How do you know universe? Because next word is Vishwam. Tvaya etat dharyate Vishwam. Tvaya etat Vishwam dharyate. Tvaya etad vishvam dharyate. What is it? It's a passive voice sentence. This universe is held, supported by you. Tvam etad vishvam dharati. Active voice sentence. Tvam etad vishvam dharati. Ni yuvulahinai thangukhirai. Yuvulaham unnal thangapadihiradu. How will say? நீ இவ்வுலகினை தாங்குகிறாய், உலகம் உன்னால் தாங்கப்படுகிறது. துவம் ஏதத் விஸ்வம் தரதி. ஆக்டிவ் வாய்ஸ். த்வயா ஏதத் விஸ்வம் தாரியதே. நெக்ஸ்ட், த்வயா ஏதத் ஸ்ருஜ்யதே. அகெய்ன் இன்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் விஸ்வம் யூஸ் அனதர் வேர்ட் ஜகத். Tvaya etat, tvayetat, same vriddhi sandhi. Srijyate is created. What? Jagat. Tvaya by you, etat, this jagat universe, srijyate created. But first is etad, because following letter is a soft consonant. Here etat, because sri, sakara is a hard consonant. Sorry. Sakara is what? The sibilant. Therefore, etat. Etad jagat means srijyate. Tvaya etad jagat srijyate. Jagat and vishwam are synonyms. By you, this universe is created. By you, this universe is held, supported. By you, this universe is created. What is the active voice sentence? Tvam ஏதத் ஜகத் ஸ்ருஜதி ஸ்ருஜசி. த்வம் ஏதத் விஸ்வம் தரசி. த்வம் ஏதத் விஸ்வம் தரசி. த்வம் ஏதத் ஜகத் ஸ்ருஜசி ஸ்ருஜசி தரசி. இன் பாசிவ் வாய்ஸ் த்ரியத் தாரியதே ஸ்ருஜ்யதே. நெக்ஸ்ட் த்வயா ஏதத் பால்யதே. த்வயா ஏதத் பால்யதே. ஓ தேவி பை யூ திஸ் இஸ் ப்ரொடெக்டட். ஆல் பாசிவ் வாய்ஸ் சென்டென்சஸ் த்வயா ஏதத் பால்யதே. This is protected by you. Then, next one. Tvam atsi ante. Tvam atsi ante. Atsi ante. Atsi ante. Yansadidhar. Atsi means you devour. You eat. Tvam atsi means you devour. Ante, finally. Always, sada. Tvam ante atsi. Finally, you devour everything. So, by you, this universe is protected. By you, this universe is created. By you, this universe is supported. Finally, you devour everything. Tvam atsi ante. So, tvam ஏதத் விஸ்வம் தரசி. த்வம் ஏதத் விஸ்வம் ஜகத் ஸ்ருஜசி. த்வம் ஏதத் ஜகத் பாலயசி. பாசிவ் வெர்ப்ஸ் பால்யதே தார்யதே ஸ்ருஜ்யதே. ஓகே. த்வம் அந்தே அத்ஸி அத்ஸி அத்மி. ஓகே அத்ஸி செகண்ட் கான்ஜுகேஷன் சொல்லி அத்ஸி. நெக்ஸ்ட் விஸ்ருஷ்டோ ஸ்ருஷ்டி ரூபா த்வம் ஸ்திதி ரூபா ச பாலனே ததா சம்ஹ்ருதி ரூபாந்தே. அனைத்தையும் முடிவில் முடிவாக நீயே விழுங்குகிறாய். யூ டுவர் எவ்ரிதிங் சாப்பிடுகிறாய். விஸ்ருஷ்டோ ஸ்ருஷ்டி ரூபா த்வம் ஸ்திதி ரூபா ச பாலனே ததா சம்ஹ்ருதி ரூபாந்தே ஜகதோஸ்ய ஜகன்மயே. நவ் இன் தி ப்ரீவியஸ் வேர்ஸ் ஆல் தி வேர்ட்ஸ் வர் இன் பாசிவ் வாய்ஸ் எக்ஸப்ட் தி ஒன் சென்டென்ஸ். தி த்ரீ சென்டென்சஸ் இன் பாசிவ் வாய்ஸ், ஒன் சென்டென்ஸ் இன் ஆக்டிவ் வாய்ஸ். நவ் ஹியர் த்வம் விஸ்ருஷ்டௌ ஸ்ருஷ்டி ரூபா. அகெயின் If you search for the vocative case, Jaganmaye, Jagat, Devi's name is Jaganmaya. Jaganmaya means she who alone is in the form of the universe. She who alone is in the form of the universe is said to be Jaganmaya. Jaganmaya Manaval. உலகமயமானவள் ஜெகன்மயா. சோ இன் வோகேட்டிவ் கேஸ் ஜெகன்மயே. ஓ தேவி ஹூ அலோன் ஆர் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் தி யூனிவர்ஸ் ஜெகன்மயே. விஸ்ருஷ்டௌ விஸ்ருஷ்டௌ. சி விஸ்ருஷ்டிஹி, வி இஸ் அ ப்ரிஃபிக்ஸ், சேம். சிருஷ்டிஹி விஸ்ருஷ்டிஹி மீன் தி சேம். Visrishtihi means creation. Srishtihi, creation. Visrishtihi also means creation. Visrishtau, locative case. In creation, in the creation of what? You can see, Jagataha, second line, Jagataha, Asya Jagataha Visrishtau. Asya Jagataha Visrishtau. In the creation of this universe, in creating this universe, in the creation of this universe, asya jagataha visrishtau. Jagataha positive case of the creation. Asya jagataha visrishtau. In the creation of this universe, srishti rupa, you are in the form of the very creation. In the creation of this universe, you are in the form of very creation. The next, palane tvam sthiti rupa cha, and palane in protecting the universe, in the protection of the universe, in creating this universe, you are in the creation of the universe, you are in the very creation. In the protection of the universe, palane, in the protection of the universe, sthiti rupa, you are in the form of very protection. Sthiti rupa, you are in the form of the very sustenance. Ulagathai kaapadil nee iruppagave irukkirai. You are in the form of very existence or the sustenance of the universe, in the protection of the world. In the creation of the world, you are my very creation. Then, tatha samhriti rupa ante, samhriti rupa ante, ante tatha, in the same way, ante finally, atla, finally, samhriti rupa, you are in the form of very dissolution of the universe, which means you are the creation of the universe, you are the sustenance of the universe, and you are in the form of dissolution of the universe. When in the creation of the universe, you are the creation. The sustenance of the universe, you are the very sustenance and the existence. The dissolution of the universe, you are in the form of very dissolution. Nice, isn't it? Totramahum, ulagin padipil totramahum, irupahum, mudivahum irupaval niye. You alone, hey Jaganmaye, oh the one who alone is in the form of the universe, you are in the form of very creation, in the creation of the universe. You are in the form of very existence or sustenance in the protection of the world. You are in the form of the resolution, in the resolution of the world. As ante samhriti rupa, samhritihi means, samhritihi is equal to samharaha, destruction. Samhritihi is a feminine noun, samharaha masculine noun, which means dissolution, resolution. You are in the form of the very resolution of the universe, destruction of the universe. So you alone are in the form of the universe. Visrishtau srishti rupatvam sthiti rupa cha palane tatha samhriti rupante jagatosya jagat jaganmaye. How will you see, hey jaganmaye, tvam asya jagataha visrishtav srishti rupa asi, tvam palane sthiti rupa asi, tatha ante samhriti rupa asi, samhara rupa asi. You are in the form of very resolution of the universe. Resolution of the universe. Okay. Now he is telling, Mahavidya, Mahavidya, Mahamaya, Mahamedha, Mahasmritihi, Mahamoha cha bhavati. Remember the timing, okay? I have to stop soon. Mahamoha cha bhavati, Mahadevi Mahasuri. Mahavidya. Mahavidya means self-knowledge. the great knowledge is knowledge of the reality. You are the great knowledge of the reality. You are in the form of the very knowledge of the reality. Mahavidya. Then Maha Maya. You are the absolute power. The great power. You are the great unmanifest power. Maya means unmanifest power. Maha Medha. And you alone are the great power of Grahana Dharana Shakti. You are the great Medha Shakti. You are the capacity, you are in the form of the capacity to understand, retain and ascertain. You alone are in the form of Medha. Medha means what? The capacity to understand, retain and ascertain. Next. Mahasmritihi. Mahasmritihi means the great memory. You alone are in the form of great memory power. Or you can say the great meditative power. The power of meditation. The focusing power. Maha Moha. Maha Moha means you are the great power of delusion. Delusion is not outside of Devi. Medha is not outside of Devi. The focus is not outside of Devi. Everything is Devi. Mahadevi. Mahadevi means what? You are the great effulgent power. Mahasuri. Maha Asuri Bhavati. Bhavati means Tvam. Instead of Tvam, respectfully, the word Bhavati is used. Bhavati, thou art Maha Asuri. You are the great, highly violent, even demonic power, Asura Shakti. Demonic power also, you alone are in the form of the demonic power. Asura Shakti. Asura means, Asura Shakti is called Asuri. Asuri means the power of Asuras is called Asuri. Asuranam Shakti Asuri. So you alone are in the form of demonic power. Then, Prakrutistvam cha sarvasya gunatraya vibhavini kalaratrir maharatrir moharatris cha daruna. Sarvasya tvam prakritihi. Tvam sarvasya prakritihi. Prakritihi means the material cause. You are the only material cause of the entire universe. Sarvasya, of this everything. You are the only material cause of everything here. It means you alone are in everything. Sarvasya prakritihi. Tvam. And prakriti. Gunatraya vibhavini. You are the material cause of everything. The cause which consists of three gunas. Gunatraya vibhavini. Consisting of three gunas. Gunatraya vibhavini. Sattva rajas tamo gunas. Which means the material cause of everything, recognizable recognizable through manifestation of three gunas. Vibhavini means she who is recognizable through the manifestation of three gunas. Of powers, okay. Kalaratri, you are the Kalaratri. This means Kalaratri. Kalaratri means Kalaha stands for Pralayaha. The word Kalaha stands for Pralayaha, means resolution. Ratrihi stands for darkness. Therefore, she who is in the form of Mahapralaya. And Maharatrihi. Maharatrihi means the frightening Maharatri. And Moharatrihi. See, the ignorance is likened to the word Ratrihi. She is the dormant power Kalaratrihi, Maharatrihi, Moharatrihi. These three words I have to explain to you. Time being, you can know as you are, you know, Kalaratri, Maharatri, Moharatri. What does it mean, Moharatri and Kalaratri, Maharatri? I'll explain to you. You have to wait for me to complete the other section on that. These three I'll explain again. Three, remember, remind me again. The only power, unmanifest power, is likened to night darkness. And how it becomes a source of resolution of everything. And the frightening Maharatri actually also implies death also. When do you understand is Ratri is being, the power being unmanifest? At the time of resolution, at the time of death. And also, in day-to-day life, when they're ignorant also, ignorant of the self, self-ignorance, which causes the delusion. The ignorance which causes the delusion is called Moharatri. The ignorance which obtains in after death, which is frightening, is called Daruna. Daruna means frightening Maharatri. And Kalaratri means the time, the absolute time factor, and she alone is the absolute time factor when the resolution of the entire universe takes place. How the Maya Shakti is in the form of self-ignorance and the total ignorance until one of death, total ignorance, when the entire takes place. Okay. And again, just time being, you take this much. Is it time now? Yes, I think I should stop.
Daruna means frightening.
Pardon? Daruna means frightening. Yeah. Daruna also in Tamil we say kodiya. Kodiya bayangaramana, bayapaduthugira, yeah, frightening, terrible, etc. Because Daruna Ratrihi is a Strilinga Shabdha, therefore Daruna Ratrihi. Ratrihi, night, which stands for darkness, darkness stands for ignorance, ignorance stands for total ignorance, which is, you see, total ignorance is not absence of knowledge. Ignorance for us is the unmanifest power of knowledge. Anyway, You have to wait for me to finish the whole chapter, then I will talk all about it, okay? Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.